All right, I got involved with the Iditarod, probably about, I'd say actually helping about 10 years ago. I grew up and my dad was a checker, so I got to see how my dad helped out and what he did to prep for the Iditarod. So probably about 10 years ago, I slowly started getting involved with hauling the dog food and storing the hay, and then it just kind of grew from there. And now that my dad's a little bit older, I want him to take a break, and I'd like to help more in his spot so he can enjoy watching. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I grew up with it. My dad raced in the Iditarod before I was born, and then since then, like for as long as I could remember, he was a checker here, and I just like to carry that on. Over the years, my kids and myself have been able to help out, and just, yeah, we enjoy getting to see new people and just carrying on what my dad did. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was just as a kid. That was my experience. Like back then, they used to have the families come to the home, stay in the homes. So we had to find everyone. My dad had to find everyone a place to stay, a sponsor or a host family. And so I remembered like all the people that would come in, and we would get to meet my dad's friend, Larry Thompson, who he was real close with, and kind of how he came to Caltech. But yeah, just seeing all those people that meant so much to my dad, Joe Runyon and his family, and I don't know, the family part of it. It wasn't so much, all these years, it's about dog mushing and seeing dogs and coming down here and seeing how they're running and stuff. But there was more to in my family. It was like a family thing. And this year, I think I've reflected a lot on that, just because my dad's getting older, I guess. But yeah, just having that families that came into our homes, it was just, that's what the Iditarod was then. It's so different now, but yeah. Okay, what I know for sure in life is that to always pay attention, to always try to learn from those that are older than us, and that especially the younger people, we're going to be here to carry on and you know, keep stuff going in our community, to things that I grew up with. So just take time to pay attention to those that are trying to teach you, and never be too rushed to listen.